So we're going to do a second video on this topic because I just keep seeing people bringing up Catholics and Ash Wednesday, which is such a silly thing to bring up. This is the reading that we read at Mass on Ash Wednesday. And I'm going to read this first. And we elide the Lord's Prayer, but we actually say it later only because it makes the reading shorter. So I'm going to skip over that part. But the part that everyone is usually concerned with is really this part down here anyway. But it's in the context of this discussion. It says, be aware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. That is the context of this whole discussion. Don't let your piety be piety for the sake of other people, because if it is, then that's your reward, is the accolades of other people. Later on in Matthew 23, he'll say the same thing about the scribes and the Pharisees. They love their seats of honor. They love their salutations of rabbi. They love to widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels, and they love all the pomp and the circumstance that goes with being a Pharisee, right? And because of that, they're missing the point, and it's causing them to fail as the shepherds of the people. That's why a little bit later here in Matthew 9, Jesus will look around at the very end of Matthew 9, beginning of Matthew 10. He'll look around, he'll see that the people are scattered like sheep without a shepherd, and then he'll say, pray to the master of the harvest that he'll send more laborers, for the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. And then he calls his 12. And Matthew even says, incidentally, as a total side note, first Simon, Prokos, Simon. And Simon was not the first one called. In fact, Andrew meets Jesus, says, hey, we found the Messiah, and then brings Simon to Jesus. We see this in Matthew 1:42-ish, or John 1:42-ish. And Jesus immediately, when he meets Simon for the very first time, says, you'll be called Peter, you'll be called Petros, you'll be called Kepha, you'll be called the Rock. And then we'll told later in Matthew's gospel here, Matthew 16, what that all means. That is not what this discussion is about. So I'm just going to leave that as an aside for right now, but it's fascinating. But here, what he is saying is, don't let your piety be public for the sake of public. That doesn't mean people can't see you do things. Otherwise, anyone wearing a cross, that counts as nothing, right? Anyone who prays out loud, praying in a church, praying in a group would count for nothing, right? And so you have to understand, first off, there's hyperbole going on here, right? Jesus is speaking in a somewhat hyperbolic manner, because sometimes you exaggerate things to make a point. So let's keep reading. He says, when thus, beware of practicing your piety before men in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Thus, therefore. So, taking this premise, thus, when you give alms, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised. Truly, I say to you, they have already received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Concerning prayer, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And in praying, don't heap up empty phrases like the Gentiles do, for they think they'll be heard because of their many words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows what you need even before you ask him. Therefore, pray like this. And he gives us the model prayer, the Lord's Prayer. He concludes, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. So the whole thing about this is your internal disposition, right? How you're approaching things. So your prayer should be centered around praising God and asking for forgiveness and being willing to forgive others. And then he goes on. So this is a continual thus from this whole discussion about being aware, to not practice your piety before the men. He says down here, when you fast, not if, mind you, not if, he says, when you fast. Fasting is something that he expects, just like alms. When you give alms, not if, but when you give alms, when you pray, prayer and fasting and alms are three things that are expected of us in the new covenant. He says this, when you fast, don't look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they've received their reward already. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Now, the strongest argument you can make if you want to come after Catholics for Ash Wednesday is this. If they are doing this, the ashes, specifically because they want people to see, oh, look at this holy, pious person. Look at how they're fasting, and having the ashes doesn't itself intrinsically mean you're fasting. A lot of people, Ash Wednesday is oddly one of the most the busiest days in church, everyone's like, oh, I got to go get my ashes. Even though it's not even a holy day of obligation. People just know non-Catholics come and get ashes, right? They just, for some reason, it's become a part of the culture. If you're going and getting it because you simply want to have some sort of a public symbol that says, hey, look at me, I'm fasting and look at how holy I am, then yeah, the strongest thing you can say is, well, you've already received your reward. That's it. That's it. All it means is if you do it in that capacity, then you get nothing for it, really, right? You get accolades of men and that's it. But on Ash Wednesday, people aren't going and getting ashes for the sake of accolades. Many people aren't. It is a cultural moment where we come together to begin the Lenten season, which is a 43 and a half day season leading up to Holy Thursday, 46 day season leading up to Holy Saturday and the Easter Vigil, however you want to count it, right? It's a series of penance, a season of penance, of penitence, that leads up to the Easter season. And so we enter into this together and we have a moment of solidarity together where we come and we pray and many people receive ashes. You don't have to receive ashes as a Catholic. It is not a holy day of obligation. Even if you go to Mass on that day, you don't have to receive ashes. Many people choose to receive ashes and that's fine. Again, it's a cultural symbol of our heritage. It's a reminder that you are dust and to dust you shall return. I actually got tapped yesterday to disperse ashes at my parish to help the priest and the deacon. Right, so this is something I've done before, and it's a neat thing to be a part of. It really is. But that's all that it is. But according to what Jesus says here in Matthew 6, if you're reading the gospel itself, if you're reading what Jesus says right here, all he says is, if you're doing it so that you can be seen by others, if you're doing it because you want accolades, and I can tell you right now, that's not why I do it. That's not why most Catholics do it. Then you've already received your reward. That's it. Any other argument that goes beyond that is going beyond the text. You are taking your own personal vendetta and anger and confusion against the church, and you're pushing it off on Catholics. So please stop this absolute nonsense that everyone keeps posting about Catholics and ashes and Ash Wednesday, because you're missing the point of the gospel itself, as well as misrepresenting what Catholics do. Hopefully you found this video helpful. As always, I appreciate it if you'd like, subscribe, and share this video with anyone making these silly arguments online. Thank you.